Okay, in this morning's podcast, I don't like this word podcast, but that's what it is. I am going to talk about a secret. It's really, really a secret, so few people know. And the interesting thing is that even when they hear about it, they don't see that it's a secret. And if they had it, if they repeated it, then they would have it too. And that is the secret of reporting. I mean, obviously, there are shades of gray here, but that's what it's about. So this whole thing is about reporting. So almost every post this morning in my hero program that I'm going to rename probably to the Boss Program or I Am Boss Program or something. But anyway, so almost every report there was talking about things, and talking about is not reporting. So what is reporting? Reporting is saying I did that and I had this result, or even better, I promised this or I intended this and I did that and the result I got is this. So for instance, if you promise to get up at 5 o'clock every morning, then that's what you promised, right? You intended to get up at 5 o'clock, hopefully. Hopefully, there was an intention behind your promise. So the reporting sounds like this: I promised or I intended to get up at 5 o'clock. The alarm went off. I said, heck, I stayed in bed another 40 minutes and then I got up. Okay? Which means you reported your intention. And then you pitted it against what you actually did, what you actually achieved. Now, why is this important? You see, consciousness, or as the Kabbalah calls it, the witness or the observer, is always there, but you need to direct its attention so it connects with you. See, it will not do the work for you. You actually have to call on it. It is like connecting to source. It's always there, but unless you connect, you're not connected. Okay? So something happens in these moments of reporting that the next day you suddenly have a semblance, a tiny bit of consciousness during the day. And that consciousness is not a little bit there when you do whatever the things that you do. So here is my example. I don't want to share people's examples, not because they are not good, but they didn't report very successfully or very effectively, or I don't exactly get what they did. And I don't exactly get what the result was, but I do know what I did because I have been doing this for a long time. It takes integrity, the courage to tell the truth, and just have the truth. Okay, so that's what I did. I promised that, I did that, and this is my result. It's not a big deal for me, even though I promise you. And you're going to see that my successes are few and far between. I don't have a lot of successes. I often promise a lot, and then I end up with a caca in my hand. Okay? So this has been a process of, I don't know, 11, 12, 2 weeks. I don't know. I don't exactly know. I could look it up, but it really doesn't matter. So at some point, just before Christmas, I I saw that my eating was completely out of whack, that the scale was creeping up, and I am never going to be able to turn it around unless I do something drastic. So what did I do? I signed up to Noom. Noom is a, I don't know, it's like a kindergarten. I don't know what it is. And they have this inane cheerleader type coaches, which you don't need a coach, you need a witness. But do you need them to witness? No, you need consciousness to witness, the observer to witness, the witness to witness. So every day you have to say, I ate this. First of all, you have to set up a goal. So I set up a goal of 130 pounds. They told me it's going to take me to, I think, April 6, whatever. And that part doesn't interest me, but you have to set where you're going, okay? And then they tell you how many calories you can consume and how many steps you have to take and blah, blah, blah. But I am my own person, so I didn't need Noom for that, okay? I needed consciousness to witness what the heck I am doing when nobody is looking, really. So I started to put in my meals, and to my utter horror, my daily consumption is less than 1,000 calories, and yet my weight was still creeping up. Okay? Okay, so I said, okay, so there is something about that. And I started to play with it. But some things I didn't bring consciousness to. So I bought a lot of this sugar-free candy, hard candy. And judging from the number of wrappers I had on my computer table, I ate a shitload of those. Totally unconscious. So for 2 days I didn't eat any of those, and then yesterday I said, okay, I'll eat some. And lo and behold, I never remembered that I ate them. I was never present to putting that in my mouth and actually enjoying it. So why the heck do something that you don't even enjoy, you know? Just to do it. So anyway, so I started to regulate myself and put in a box, a small box, four candies and 5 cups of tea worth of tea bags, and I said that is what you eat for the day. Or eat, consume. See, I put heavy cream into my tea, and maybe that heavy cream that I don't know exactly how much it weighs or how many calories or whatever you measure, I am unconscious, right? So now I brought some consciousness to some of my eating. And that's how it works. At the end of the day, I can now see that I promised this, I did this, and I got this as a result. And the result I get it in the morning, is the weight. Okay? And surprisingly how I feel. Okay? So today, for the first time since I started this, I feel lighter. What does that mean? Well, I just means that I feel lighter, okay? And I am going to continue this. And I promise that when you bring consciousness, not excuses and not because and not shame, but consciousness. Consciousness doesn't judge, you judge. To anything, you are going to gently, really gently, no force here, gently redirect your attention, your intention, and your actions to something that's more desirable, as you say. I don't think that universally weighing less is better. No. But if you say it's better, then you say it's better. And that is really, so whatever you set out that you want to accomplish in life or in my work can be simply gently accomplished with the Noom method, okay? Now, if you dutifully write down what you did and you don't look what you promised, what you accomplished, of course this doesn't work. You have to do complete work. So if I wrote down dutifully every day what I ate and I didn't weigh myself, for instance, in the weight area, that is very important, then of course it wouldn't work because I wouldn't see the result. Or if I set out, like some of my clients, that I am moving in the direction of loving myself and loving my life, but I would do all the things that I said I would do dutifully and never even remembered because I never invited consciousness. What I am against here is thinking that actions will take you somewhere. Actions don't. Actions only with the correct attitude and this what I call powerful debriefing where consciousness participates. If consciousness doesn't participate, you're never going to get anywhere. You know, and even if you set out to make more money, and some people make more money, but consciousness isn't participating. And guess what? There is no joy. There's no joy. They don't enjoy the money. Okay, made more money and nobody home. So yeah, that's it for today.